Well, about a week ago, we found out who was going to be crowned as the auctioneer of the year for Queensland. And once again, it was Justin Nickerson from Apollo Auctions, three times in a row, Justin, I believe. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. It's a great relief, and I'm thrilled to be sitting on top of the pile again.
Yeah, what makes a great auctioneer, mate? I've called a few auctions in my time, but I found it extremely stressful and something I didn't really enjoy.
Look, I think there's two key attributes that come into being a good auctioneer or a better than functional auctioneer. One is you've got to be good with numbers. Numbers are the core of what we work with.
Oh, so. Well, that's where I went wrong.
Look, it's amazing, funnily enough, how many auctioneers do go wrong with numbers. It's such a numbers-based job that you need to have that basic skill of being able to add things on nice and quickly and retain numbers. I think the second one is just an ability to think on your feet. So you want to be able to report what's going on in front of you rather than, you know, coming with pre-rehearsed lines or the same stuff you might have said, you know, every other auction you've ever called.
Yeah, most people think that to be an auctioneer, you just have to talk fast.
Yeah, that's the funny, the first two questions you always get at a party is, number one, do you talk fast? And number two, do you have one of those little hammer things? So, yeah, that's the stereotype for sure.
Yeah, well, I guess, going back, the early auctioneers were, in fact, like that, weren't they? They would sing a song. In fact, I've seen a few auctioneers, particularly out of the States, livestock auctioneers, who do just that.
Yeah, they've got a real art to it. They call it the chant, and it's like a rhythmic chant that just keeps going and going. And I've never mastered that, and I don't think I'm probably a bit late in my career to be picking it up now. And we certainly don't go as fast as cattle auctioneers or horse auctioneers, but it's a real art when you listen to it. It's pretty mind-boggling stuff.
How much of an impact can a good auctioneer have on the final selling price? I mean, at the end of the day, it really is what someone's prepared to pay, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And look, the agent has a huge influence over it. The agent has a bigger influence over it than the auctioneer. We call ourselves the last 3% at the end of the transaction. But I do think a good auctioneer can probably generate those last couple of bids that an inferior auctioneer might not be able to. The ability to know when to call something on the market or when to trial close or when to ask for a lesser increment or a higher increment or when to stand your ground. A lot of those nuances can actually add up to quite a big difference at the end. And look, that small thing might be one more bid, and one more bid is actually an extra $2,500 or $5,000 in someone's pocket, which is not a small thing. So I definitely think it does have an influence over the end result, for sure.
I've often wondered why the auctioneer, if the auctioneer is such an important part of the auction process, and they are, why they're not promoted as being the auctioneer. Will that day ever come when we see a property, it's got the agent on it, and then it's got the featured auctioneer beside it? Have you ever seen that happen?
No, I haven't. And my ego tells me that I'd love for that to happen one day, but I can't see it probably unfolding. I think because of our role being is so minor compared to the agents, I still think it's really going to be the agent's rock show for most of it. If the agent hasn't done their role in the lead up, it doesn't matter who the auctioneer is, it's not going to change the outcome. But if the agent has done their job, the addition of a good auctioneer on top of that can change the outcome. So really the fundamental responsibility falls back onto the agent.
Well, watch out for him, Justin Nickerson. He's from Apollo Auctions. He is the auctioneer of the year for Queensland. Going to be going down to Adelaide, I believe. Is it next month for the finals?
Early September. Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Good stuff, mate. Well, congratulations. Good calling this weekend. And thanks for your time. And congratulations again, Justin.
Thanks, Kevin. Good on you.